Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I want to talk about high blood pressure. Millions of Americans, young and old, have high blood pressure. It's an increasing problem because people have increased weight, and it's an extremely serious medical condition that damages the artery walls over time if you don't control it. And we call it the silent disease because you don't feel your blood pressure being high. You just don't even know it's going on. And so that's just a reminder to everyone to see your doctor on a regular basis and have your blood pressure checked. But it is a problem that, although it can be controlled with medication, lifestyle, both activity and exercise, have a huge impact on getting your blood pressure down. So I want to give you some suggestions on the food part of what to do to get your blood pressure down so that you can perhaps avoid medications, or if you are on them, you might be able to actually reduce the dosing. And I've had folks get off their medications completely, and the only pill they take is a healthy diet every day. So here are some nutrition tips for getting your blood pressure down. First of all, we know that if you have a really large intake of fruits and vegetables, and that's 8 to 10 servings a day, you will naturally be able to lower your blood pressure. And the reason is that fruits and vegetables are high in potassium. And potassium is a mineral that controls your blood pressure. So these are some of the fruits and veggies that are the highest in potassium. Cantaloupe and watermelon, believe it or not, are at the top of the list. They actually are higher than oranges and bananas. And that's what most people think about when they think about potassium. It's oranges, orange juice, and bananas. White and sweet potatoes, loaded in potassium. Broccoli and spinach are also. And then if you enjoy dried beans and peas like pinto beans, Great Northern, navy, and black beans, you'll have a lot of potassium. We need about 3,500 milligrams of potassium a day. Just to put it in perspective, a large baked potato has about 800 milligrams. Okay, so that's why we need so many servings of fruits and veggies. Now, be sure to drink your milk and to include dairy products because we know that the calcium in dairy products helps to lower your blood pressure. It works with potassium to regulate it. So you want at least 3 or more servings of dairy foods a day, including skim or 1% milk, non-fat yogurt, and reduced fat cheeses. And then if you've got a little extra weight, you're going to have to try and get it down because we know excess weight is very much linked to having high blood pressure. I don't want to forget your salt intake, and that's what most people think about when they think about controlling their blood pressure. So here's the scoop. The Institute of Medicine and the American Heart Association recently revised their sodium guidelines. The Institute of Medicine suggests that you stay under 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. That's what you would find in 1 teaspoon of salt. The American Heart Association is much more aggressive, and they're suggesting for all of us, whether you have high blood pressure or not, to stay under 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. That's actually quite a restriction. So that means you probably ought to look at your diet, see where you're taking in some of those salty foods. If you can get rid of them, that would be great. So anything in a brine like pickles and olives and sauerkraut, processed luncheon meats, bacon, sausage, hot dogs. One hot dog has about 1,800 milligrams of sodium. So holy smokes, that's a lot. Watch out for snack foods that are salted, crackers, chips, and pretzels. And then if you do some cooking, prepared salad dressings. I was looking at one the other day, and it had 800 milligrams of sodium in 2 tablespoons of a bottled salad dressing. I don't even know how they can fit that in there. Soy sauce, bouillon cubes are salty, canned and dehydrated soups, so that means making them from scratch. And then if you rely on frozen dinners or canned dinners, you'll find the sodium will run between 1,000 and 3,000 milligrams of sodium in a serving. Be sure to keep out the salt when you're cooking. So when you cook your pasta, you really don't have to add salt. when you make that oatmeal, you really can eliminate the salt that it calls for on the recipe. And you can leave out the salt even when you're baking. So muffins, biscuits, cakes, and desserts like cookies, you do not have to add the salt. And then consider using herbs and spices for flavoring. And you might want to try some of the many salt-free Mrs. Dash seasoning blends that you'll find right in the herb and seasoning section of the grocery store. Don't forget, lots of fruits and vegetables, they are naturally low in sodium. All your lean meats are low in sodium too, as well as your grains, rice, and pasta, unless they have a packet in there, like ramen noodles or rice-a-roni. They have been pre-seasoned and are very high in sodium. So be sure to keep your blood pressure under 120 over 80. See your doctor and have it checked periodically. And you'll find some great information on controlling your blood pressure at the National Institutes of Health website. That's NIH.gov. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at MarthaJefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth I